The beginning of farming. For tens of thousands of years, our ancestors continued to live as hunter-gatherers. However, some societies entered the Middle Stone Age, which was characterized by the use of more refined or advanced tools. Those who began the practice of farming would enter the New Stone Age. Early farmers. About 11,000 years ago, people in Southwest Asia made an amazing discovery. They learned that if they planted the seeds of wild grasses, new crops of grasses would come up. Thus began the New Stone Age in Southwest Asia. It was called the New Stone Age because people began to grow their own food. They did not have to be nomads, although they still depended on stone tools. However, in many other parts of the world, the Old and Middle Stone Ages continued for many thousands of years. In some areas, Old Stone Age societies even existed into the 1900s. At the same time that people began to grow their own food, some people became pastoral nomads. That is, they raised livestock and traveled from place to place in search of grazing areas for their animals. Many people, such as the desert-roaming Bedouins of present-day Iraq, Syria, and other areas, are still pastoral nomads. In most societies, women were responsible for gathering plants and seeds. Therefore, they may have been the first to plant seeds. Men usually were the hunters. Women began planting and harvesting their crops in the same place year after year. Farming around the world. Some places were better for farming than others. Soil in some areas was very fertile or rich in the substances that plants need to grow. Because plants also need light and warmth, areas that had long springs and summers were good places to farm. Gentle rains are important sources of water for plants. People gradually discovered that the soil, the water, and the length of the growing seasons in several places around the world were good for plants. These people took up the farming way of life. About 9,000 years ago, Chinese farmers began planting rice and other crops. A little later in Central America, people began to grow corn, beans, and squash. Plant selection. While the kinds of plants grown by those first farmers are still important today, the plants looked very different then. When people first began to plant crops, they carefully chose seeds from the biggest, best-tasting plants. In doing so, they began to domesticate plants, or adapt wild plants for human use. Very gradually, this careful selection of seeds and roots from each crop led to the kinds of food that we eat today. Raising animals. Just as humans learn to domesticate plants, they also learn to domesticate animals. During the New Stone Age, humans learn to tame wild animals and breed them for human use. The first domesticated animals may have been dogs, because they were valuable in hunting. By taming larger animals such as sheep, goats, and pigs, people developed ready sources of meat, milk, wool, and skins. Through gradual and careful breeding, herders developed animals that were gentler than their wild ancestors and provided more milk or wool. By about 2500 BC, cattle, camels, horses, and donkeys were trained to carry heavy loads. The challenge of domestication. Over the course of history, humans have tried and failed to domesticate many species. Since ancient times, many animals have been captured in the wild and tamed. The people of ancient India tamed wild elephants for use in battle. Ancient Assyrians and Egyptians trained wild cheetahs for hunting. But these animals and many other species are not easy to breed in captivity. In fact, only a few species of large animals have been suitable for use in agriculture or transportation. Reading check. What skills did people develop during the New Stone Age?